When you leave your home in the morning, you probably check the weather forecast, but do you check the air quality? WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports a nonprofit is working with residents of southeastern Pennsylvania to make this easier to do.
At Tina Brown's row home in southwest Philadelphia, Clean Air Council organizer Russell Zerbo zip ties a small white device the size of a coffee mug to a post on the porch.
And you want it to be, you know, 5-6 feet off the ground, an average person's height.
He makes sure the device sits at nose level because it's measuring the air people breathe. It's one of 60 monitors made by the company Purple Air that Clean Air Council installed this spring at homes and churches in Delaware County and South and Southwest Philadelphia. Clean Air Council organizer Jendiah Hill says they'll let residents track pollution coming from traffic, industrial facilities, and construction sites in real time. Then neighbors can make decisions about whether to wear a mask or postpone outdoor gatherings.
Literally just like checking the weather.
Brown, the homeowner, has a 12-year-old son with asthma. She's hoping the air monitor will help her keep him safe.
I can just, you know, check it periodically to see how the air quality is and like decide whether or not to keep my windows open or closed, or like should my little one stay in for the day.
Federal law already requires a network of government-run air quality monitors across the country. But University of North Carolina Environmental Sciences professor Amanda Northcross says it's not dense enough to capture air quality on a block-by-block basis.
It won't tell you exactly what air pollution looks like within your neighborhood. If you live near a very high polluting source, such as a freeway or a power plant, for example, looking at the EPA, the closest monitor near you commonly won't give you much information about the kind of small scale changes in air pollution that could be happening where you live.
Northcross says community networks like the one Clean Air Council installed are less accurate, but they're good for filling in the gaps. The Purple Air monitors measure fine particulate matter, a pollutant that can make symptoms worse for people with respiratory conditions, like Brown's son. High levels can even trigger heart attacks for people with cardiovascular disease.
So, Tina's, your monitor is live now.
After the monitor's installed on Brown's porch, Hill registers it online.
So this one is yours.
Okay.
On her laptop, Hill points to a color-coded map of similar monitors nationwide. She says anyone can access it online.
If you go on there and all the dots are green, we're having a great air quality day. That's wonderful. If you go on there and it starts being orange, anyone who has sensitive conditions, asthma, COPD, any kind of lung cancer or underlying health issues may start to experience symptoms.
Brown is well aware of the ties between air quality and health because she works as a doula, supporting pregnant people who can be particularly sensitive to air pollution. Now that her air monitor is up and running, she plans to share information about the air on her block with her neighbors as well. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.